Well, it's all lit up now green. And it's got green and red going, so I think it's right. Okay. Okay, so today is what, February 8th, 2003? And we're going to do the lesson number 27, Elbows and Knees Touching, based on Moshe Feldenkrais' Awareness Through Movement lessons. So just begin by taking a moment to observe, first of all, how do you lie on the floor? What is your contact like? And again, begin to start to sense your skeleton. Notice how each shoulder blade is resting on the floor, how each arm is lying along your sides, how your spine and pelvis is resting on the floor, how your legs are lying on the floor. Do you have a curve or is there space underneath your lower back? And without using your hand to feel, just become aware. So you use your mind and your ability to sense yourself, to sense what is that space like? Does it feel like it's a half an inch or 2 inches? And how far up your spine is that space? And when do you feel that you make contact with the floor again? And notice there's also space probably a little bit behind your knees. So how much space is there? When do you sense that your calf muscles make contact with the floor again? And is there any space down around the ankles? And then lastly, noticing the space behind your neck. And now take a moment to begin to observe your breath and your breathing. So I think a couple people, Jean being one, brought up the importance of breathing and the breath. So there's four parts to one's breath. And throughout the lessons and throughout these 2 days, it'll be nice for you to begin to notice these four parts and just to observe when you're in each of these four parts. So there's the inhale. We'll call that part one. And then right after you fully inhale, whatever fully means for you and your nervous system, there's a pause phase. So the system actually pauses for a moment and just hangs out before you go into exhale. So part C would be the exhale. And following our exhale is another pause phase. So just first of all, observe these four parts to your breath. And again, throughout these lessons, these movements that we're doing on the floor, is that you just kind of, in the background, check in with these four parts. Now, when anything begins to feel difficult, or you start straining, or it's starting to take a lot of effort, you will hang out in the pause phase, meaning that you're not doing anything. You're not inhaling, you're not exhaling, you become frozen. What happens to most of us through life is the pause phase becomes longer and longer, and the inhalation and exhalation gets very small. So the great thing about running is running forces the inhalation and exhalation to become alive and long again. Or any kind of activity, swimming, anything that is aerobic. And what you can do is throughout your life check out when you go into those holding states. When we're tense, stressed, anxious, we stop breathing. Good. Okay, so begin by bending your knees, bringing your feet to a standing position. You're going to place your left hand behind your head. And you place it behind the center part of your head. Okay, so that means not the neck and not the top of the head, so that you can use the left hand to hold your head. So I think of the hand as like becoming like a hammock. It's going to really support the head. Now, bring your right knee up towards your chest so that your right hand can grab below the right knee. So that's below the kneecap. That's it. Not underneath the leg, but below the kneecap. So identify the kneecap and you're below the kneecap. Now, in this position, begin to start lifting your head and drawing your right knee a little closer to yourself as if your nose and your knee were going to touch. But again, that's not our goal here. It's just the direction. It's how I'm orientating you. And just notice how you fold yourself. How does your spine bend and fold, your neck, and how does the front side of you, being your sternum and your ribs, soften and fold? So you do the movement, and then you go back to the ground, and then at your own pace, you repeat the movement. Each time for yourself, exploring your definition of folding and softening. Or again, another way to try it is try to do this movement without folding. Try to have your back and chest stiff like a board. Hold your breath and try to fold. Okay, because that's what a lot of people do in life. So now, what is it like when you fold? Where do you fold? That's it. And within your folding, are there any places that you still feel like could learn to fold a little bit better? Somewhere in the upper chest or somewhere in the mid-back or lower back? Good. Pause for a moment. Rest. Bend your knees again, bring your feet up to standing. And now we're just going to change the arms. So that means your right arm will go behind your head and your left hand will come to the, not the left knee, but the right knee. So we stay with the right knee. Same knee, right knee with left hand. That's it. And begin to start folding yourself. And this should feel very, very different. Something different now happens with your ribs. There's a twist. This creates a little bit of a rotation, yeah? Yes, no, maybe? I always say if you don't feel it, hallucinate it. That's what I always did in the beginning. That's it. And notice for yourself, where do you do most of your bending? Is it in your neck, your back, your hip joint? Or can you start to have all of those places really fairly evenly distributed? Good. Pause again and rest for a moment on your back. Bend your knees again. Bring your feet up to standing. And this time, your right hand will go behind your head again, but the left hand will go with the left knee. So we go to the left side. And again, start to gently fold and unfold. So the other thing you'll notice in every movement is that there's the opposite direction. I call it the pendulum idea. So for every fold that you do, you need to unfold. That's it. And again, think of the orientation of your nose and your knee coming towards one another and away. Good. Pause again for a moment and rest. Bend your knees again and come back up. This time the left hand will be behind your head and the right hand goes below the left knee. And your other leg should be in a standing position. So the right leg should be standing on the floor. That's it, not long. And again, start to fold. Feeling for yourself how this folding is different. Check in again with those four parts of your breathing. When do you feel like you want to inhale? When do you feel like you want to exhale? So try inhaling the next time that you try to fold and see what that's like. So you take in a breath and then fold. See if that makes sense. Makes it hard. See, everybody's so smart in here. Everybody will get A's in here. Because the nervous system's so smart. Now, take in a breath and then fold as you exhale and see if that makes more sense. And why? Right, so the air is coming out as you're requiring the ribs to fold and soften instead of trying to expand the ribs while you're folding. Doesn't make sense to expand the ribs while you're folding, does it? Yet this is what a lot of gyms teach you when you do sit-ups. They tell you to put the elbows out to the side, which opens the rib cage, but then they want you to tighten the abs. Doesn't make any sense. So people hurt their necks and backs. Good. Okay. And rest on your back. Bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing. And this time place your hands behind your head so that your hands are interlaced now, so you get a really nice hammock. Does everybody know what a hammock is? Know what a hammock is? A hammock is one of those, it's what made out of like rope. Is that correct? Rope. And you can connect two ends to like trees. And, you know, in Mexico, it's like siesta. You know, Italian too. So you can hang in it. So it's this feeling because you have even support from two trees or two poles that you really get this nice feeling. So that's the feeling that your head should have with your two arms, is like a hammock. So your elbows should point up towards the ceiling somewhat. Not too close, but not straight out to the side. And just explore where you need to have the elbow so that you can lift your head. Go ahead and lift your head a little bit. Clear it away from the floor. And you get that feeling of like a hammock so that you're not working your neck at all. So this is real critical for the rest of the time here, that you get this place for yourself. Okay? So feel where your elbow should be. Lift your head so your head is suspended, floating. And you should be able to turn your head a little bit to the left and right, just effortlessly. There's no neck muscles working. But if your elbows are way out to the sides, your neck will have to work. And if you squeeze your head, your throat works. Has everybody got that spot for yourself? Your hammock? Okay, great. Now, begin to lift your head and think of directing both of your elbows towards your knees, keeping that same angle, but that's, again, the orientation, is bringing the head and the elbows forward towards your knees. You're folding yourself, and then you go back down. Feel again now what needs to happen with the chest, the sternum, the softening. Good. Do your shoulder blades come away from the floor? That's it. Good. Now the next time, you're going to lift your feet off the floor and you're going to bring your knees to come towards your elbows at the same time as your elbows come towards your knees. So your knees first kind of hang over yourself, and then you can see if they can come towards each other a little bit more, and then back to that starting position. And again, the goal is not to have the elbows and knees touch, but that's just the orientation, is that you're moving them towards one another. And feel how the bending and folding of your spine changes by lifting the legs up and using the legs too. Easy, good. Great. Okay, pause and rest on your back. Check in with your breath and your breathing. Bend your knees, bring your feet up to standing, and turn your face this time to the right. So that means you turn your head, you roll your head, so your nose, your eyes are orientated to the right side of the room. And now with your left hand only, you're going to wrap it underneath your head and hold on to the right ear with your left hand. So you go around the head, so you're creating a single-like hammock, around the back side of the head to get a hold of the ear. Okay? That makes sense? Okay? And now bring your left knee in towards your chest, and have your right hand get a hold of the left knee. Again, you're below the kneecap. That's it. Now, in this position, you're going to lift your head, and you're going to start to direct your left elbow towards the left knee. So the right hand pulls on the left knee, the left hand lifts the head, and your face needs to stay orientated to the right side of the room. So this creates a very big twist in the spine. Check in with your breathing. Good. Very, very good. Okay, and pause and rest for a moment. Now, there's a few of you in here that some of these movements appear easy. It's like, okay, well, the elbow can touch the knee or whatever. And again, that's not the point of the movement. So what you take yourself to the level of thinking about is how evenly distributed am I moving throughout my entire self? How much of my whole self is involved? Some people have really free hips or a really flexible neck. So it appears that they can do what this outcome is, and then you're missing the learning inside of yourself. So the deeper question is, how much of my whole self is really involved? So if each vertebra is moving, if the sternum and each rib is moving, then the movement becomes very elegant and it becomes evenly distributed. And that means all the workload is so evenly distributed that it becomes effortless. And that's where we reach the ability to do something in an effortless way. Is all of us has to be participating and the workload has to be evenly distributed. Make sense? Kind of? Okay. Just like running a corporation. Bend your knees again. Bring your feet up. This time, please turn your face and head to the left. The right arm will wrap around your head. And you will bend the right knee. The left hand will get a hold of the right knee. And you will fold yourself, thinking of how the right elbow and right knee come towards one another. Again, the constraint is that your face always stays directed towards the left. Good. And let it go and rest again. So there's a couple ways for you to learn when the workload is becoming out of balance. One way is your breath. Immediately, you will go into the holding phase. You stop breathing. So that means somewhere you're doing extra work. Something's not available. Something's out of bounds. So that's like, you know, that's like a red flag. It's turning on a light. It's a signal. So that's what you learn to pay attention to, is signals. Our body gives us signals. Okay? Another signal is if you actually feel muscular strain. So if you're starting to feel a pinching or a tightness, that means you're out of balance. So those are moments that you check in with yourself, reduce the effort, do a smaller movement, and find a way to move out of that situation. Bend your knees again. Bring your feet up to standing. And bring your knees all the way over your chest. Cross your arms in between so that the right hand can go down to the left knee and the left hand can go down to the right knee. So you first cross the hands, then your left hand goes with the right and right goes with the left. That's it. Now in this position, holding onto your knees, you lift your head by itself. So you think again, your nose is going to come towards where the center of your knees are. And you pull your knees in. Good. So your hands are with the knees. So your knees are apart. So the crossing takes place kind of in between the knees. That's better. That's it. And think of your nose directing itself right to your arms. That's it, in between your knees. Now, what lifts your head? Can you lift your head with that same hammock quality, meaning you don't activate the neck muscles? So what do you think you need to do that? And bend where?
Upper back.
Very good. And chest?
Sure.
So try again not to bend the chest or the back. And feel what you do in your neck. Right? Doesn't feel good. So the more that you can allow the chest to soften and the back to round, the back opens up, the lighter your head becomes. That's nice. Good. There should be no effort in the throat or neck at all. Okay. Pause and take a nice rest on your back. Please bend your knees, bring your feet up to standing, and bring just your right knee up over your chest so that your right hand can reach down to the sole of your foot. That's it. Come underneath the outside of the arch, and your left hand is going to get a hold of the right knee. That's it. And just begin to do a movement, first off, of directing the right knee up, a little closer up towards your chest. So that's just a small movement in the hip, and then you move the knee and the foot away from you a little bit, and then you pull it up. Not away up towards the ceiling, Janice. Away as if you're going to kick the foot back down. That's away. That's it, right? And then bring the knee towards the chest, and then slightly away from the chest. That's it. Very nice, Jean. Good. So if you can't get to your foot, you can hold your ankle or your pant leg. That's fine. Whatever works. Now shift your left hand to coming behind your head. That might make it a little easier. Maybe you can get a hold of the foot. But if not, the pant leg will do. And in this position, using the left hand to support your head, begin to lift your head, thinking of your nose and your right knee coming towards one another. Your right hand will support the right foot, so it will direct the knee to come up closer. Very nice. Very, very good. Pause and rest on your back. Bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing, and now we're going to go to the left leg, so bring the left knee into your chest. The left hand reaches down for the sole or the arch of the foot from the outside, and it's the right hand that gets a hold of the left knee, where the kneecap is. And it's a very small movement now. You just start to bend the knee a little bit more closer up into your chest, and then slightly away. So in this situation, the primary movement that's taking place is deep inside the hip joint. And you're feeling the range that's available inside the hip joint. And you're utilizing your arms to orientate the knee right over the hip joint. So your knee's not out to the side, nor is it crossing over your midline. Now shift your right hand to coming behind your head and keep your left hand either with your pant leg or the sole of your left foot. And in this position, begin to lift your head and direct your nose towards your left knee and directing the knee towards your nose. Softening the chest, opening the back. Are we breathing? Some of you, you may notice that on one side, that the knee really doesn't like to be up there. It likes to go to the outside. So that tells you information about your hip joint. Great. And let it go and rest on your back. Bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing. And then bring both knees over your chest. This time your right hand gets a hold of the right knee and the left hand with the left. That's it. And then in this position, lifting your head on its own, you begin to lift the head and direct the nose towards the space in between the knees and pulling the knees closer up. Just feel what this type of folding is like now. That's it. Really sensing how you can soften the chest, the sternum gets soft, the whole back folds. And if everything is very evenly distributed, then you really, the focal point is towards the lower, the mid-lower part of your back. It'll be like the only place making contact with the floor, right? Your shoulder blades at this point, all of you are doing a beautiful job. Everybody's got their shoulder blades way up off of the floor. And in the beginning, you all had them stuck to the floor. That's it. Great. Now from here, just try to place the feet back down to standing. Interlace your hands and place them underneath your head. And then we'll do this movement of, again, directing your face towards your knees and bringing your knees towards your face or the elbows. So your hands lift the head, and then you bring the knees, the feet away from the floor. And for those of you, some of you, like, had a really big distance. And now it's very easy for the elbows and knees to touch for many of you. But again, that wasn't our goal. That's not why we did this lesson. That's just kind of like a reward, an extra benefit, like frequent flyer miles or something, right? You get benefits. Everything in the U.S. has benefits, right? That's your benefit. Great. Okay. And then let it go and rest on your back. And as you're resting, just observe for yourself now how you're resting on the floor. What's changed within yourself from the beginning of the lesson? And often how we do this is through understanding the parts of ourselves that are now making contact with the floor. So you may say to yourself, oh, well, my shoulders are now touching a lot more, or that arch under my lower back has significantly changed.